Vice Social Action Coordinator on the Pacific Southwest District Unitarian Universalist Youth Board. I help value other people by planning social action events that may help or draw attention to different causes. Secondly, many may know that high school teenagers can be difficult. In one of my classes, there are a few boys who are extremely racist, homophobic, sexist, and more. Sometimes they make jokes that are not acceptable, and I have to stand up for everyone to explain to them why it is wrong. Finally, every day I'm accepting of the choices my friends and family make, and I value differences in all people. Being a part of this congregation has made such a positive impact on my life. Not only has this place shown me who I want to be as a person and how to value and stand up for others, but it has also brought me to some of the best friends I could ask for. At camp, I found my people, and it is all because I'm a part of the UU family. Here, I have always met amazing mentors like Allison, whom I can always trust and count on to be there for me. Thank you. Good morning. I'm Ohana Hauptfeld, and I love being UU. UU principles help me be the best person I can be every single day. I strive to be accepting and appreciative of every single person I meet because everyone is special and deserves to be treated that way. Something I feel is so important but is so often overlooked when it comes to changing the world for the better and making a difference is simple acts of kindness. Things like sharing with someone without being asked, or smiling at a stranger, or giving someone a hug when they're upset. Acts like these can and do make a big difference in people's lives. A few months ago, a kid in my class came up to me and told me he thought my eyes were nice, said he hoped I had a good day, and walked away. Him coming up to me and taking a few seconds to make me feel better inspired me, because if everybody feels loved and appreciated all the time, the world will be a better place. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Guthrie Halm, and I've been going here since I was an infant. I use my UU values on a weekly basis, including respect for the interconnected web of which we're all a part, and moving towards a world community with peace, liberty, and justice for all. A prime example of this would be the arrangement I have with my friend Norman and a Nintendo Switch. Now, 5 months ago, we both never had a Nintendo console, and didn't have enough money to buy a Switch, yet we both wanted one. So we came up with the idea to create a joint purchase, where we'd both pitch in half of the money necessary and buy the Switch ourselves, with the combined sum of each of our money. Now, because we both paid for and own half the Switch, we each have to make a sacrifice. We could either break the Switch in half, or we could sacrifice the Switch time. Spoiler alert, we went with the latter. Long story short, we now alternate giving each other the Switch each week. This, on one hand, helps the interconnected web by reducing our consumerism and effect on the environment by one Switch's worth. And on the other hand, moves towards a world community with me and my friend, Norman, with peace, liberty, and justice for each of us, respecting each other's time of each other's week with the Switch, and not creating conflict enough to require that we go with plan A and break it in half.
Hi. My name's Ian Lin, and I've been attending this fellowship since I was about 5 years old. My first RE class was in the treetops, and these classes helped me implement my UU values in my everyday life by respecting other people and their differences. I think people have the right to find their own truth and live the lives they choose. I came from an interfaith family, and through coming of age, had the opportunity to explore different religions. Recently, I reminded a friend about this on social media as he was being judged. I had to tell him, you can't worry about what anyone else says, man. You just got to do what you want to do and just don't listen to anyone. I try to be compassionate when others are feeling down. Being involved in sports, I've had friends and teammates suffer from injuries, and I do my best to cheer them up or find a way to include them. I know how it feels as I have been there myself. Because of this, I'm considering pursuing a medical-related field or health-related field. When I was in elementary school, my mom told me I was always the kid who brought the other kid, like the hurt kids, to the nurse's office. And I guess I still got that little bit of kid in me, but we'll have to see how it plays out. Also, Allison, I really appreciate what you've done for all these kids and me. It's amazing. I wouldn't be the person I am today without you. So I love you.
I'm Zuja. I haven't been going here for a very long time, but I still do have UU values, and well, how do I apply them in my life? Well, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, I went to the beach, and well, there's a lot of seaweed in the water, and I was standing about, I don't know, knee deep, and something like wrapped around my ankle. I thought it was seaweed, but it was just like this huge piece of plastic. And, like, of course, yeah, I got it. I threw it away. But, like, I can't enjoy nice things. So I feel like I have to give back. And, like, so some ways I apply my values is I get involved. Like, I've done beach cleanups. I volunteer. I went to the climate march in downtown. It's like when I see a problem, I have to fix it. And that's how I apply my UU values.
I'm Renata Hom. So, the UU values. Although we may not know them by heart, I believe most of us try to use them, or at least try to not be a butthole. And that's what the UU values are all about, right? The seventh UU value reminds us that we all must respect that we all have an impact in the interconnected web that is life. Because of this, I try to realize how even my bad decisions that I think only impact me impact actually a lot of people. I guess really how I use my UU values is that I try to generally not be a jerk, even if I'm not trying to.
Hi, I'm Nika Field, and first I'd like to thank Allison and Ernie for providing the safe space for me to find and express myself. Through OWL and COA, I have discovered more about who I am as a person than I would have without this program. I use the UU values that Allison has taught me every day. One of the main principles that I follow is that there is inherent worth and dignity in every person. I follow this by standing up when I hear something that isn't right or that is just disrespectful. One example is when one of my best friends used the term gay to describe something that was considered lame and kind of weird. At this point, being fed up with how many times she had said it, I told her that it was wrong and disrespectful. It was only after the lesson in OWL about standing up for what you believe is right and being an ally that gave me the courage to tell her that. Before OWL and before Allison, I wasn't able to freely and confidently stand up for what I believe in. And for that, I thank you, Allison.
Hi, my name is Molly Junantala. I would first like to thank Allison for this amazing experience in YRUU. My life would not be the same without you or this program. And I would also like to thank Ernie for adding his wisdom in OWL these past few months. Unitarian Universalist principles mean so much to me. I think of them as a way of life. They lead me to be vulnerable in a way that has opened many doors and closed many disastrous ones. The UU principle that I myself use consistently is the inherent worth and dignity of every person. I believe that we should all be treated with respect and not just in a certain way because of our image. I know that everybody should be treated with the same way, no matter where they stand, and I act as such. One of the most important principles to me is the fourth principle, a free and responsible search for truth and meaning. It is most important because it applies to all the confusing and difficult parts of my life. It reminds me that even if I am having a bad day or I am tired and fed up, it is no excuse to be irresponsible and to distance myself from the people that I love.
Hi, I'm Alex Severinghouse, and I've been going here since I was an infant. All seven of the Unitarian Universalist principles have changed my life drastically. However, I feel that the first principle, the inherent worth and dignity of every person, has changed my life, and it spoke to me the most. And I use the first principle more often than others to guide how I act or what I do or what I say. Using the idea that there is an inherent worth and dignity in every person allowed me to resolve a situation that came up where my friends were using derogatory language to describe another person who saying that he was gay and other derogatory terms. I asked them to stop, as there is dignity and worth in every person, including everybody, including the person they were talking about. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Leo Sandberg-Smith, and I've been coming here since I was a newborn baby, although I didn't learn much when I was a baby. How I use UU values in my everyday life is a hard question to answer because I use them so often, therefore making it hard to choose one example. Whenever I'm in a sticky situation, I always think, what would Allison do? I use this tactic quite often because I get in sticky situations all the time at school, as there's a large amount of drug use and other things in my school. OWL has taught me different communication styles to help deal with these circumstances. UU values come into play quite often in my everyday life, and I know they helped me be the person I am today. There's not a single day that these values don't help me out. The UU has given me many opportunities to grow as a person and be able to admit it when I'm wrong. I used to be a bad listener, and that made it awkward situations even more awkward. I don't have the best grades, but I can say I have the social skills to be assertive and draw healthy boundaries. Most of my social skills are thanks to the UU, and I can't thank everyone enough for that. Thanks for listening.
Hi, I'm Zoe Sandberg-Smith. And this church has seen me at my best and my worst. You know that feeling that you get when you're standing in the doorway of the entrance to a family reunion or dinner, and you just take in the view of all these amazing people in your life? Of all different ages and backgrounds and stories? It's this feeling of security that is incredibly hard to find anywhere else. Well, I'm lucky enough to find it here. It's kind of strange realizing that now, of all times in my life, because you would think that this place helped me grow up, you know, helped me to find my way, and it did, in some ways. I mean, this is the place that I learned to speak publicly, so I mean, hi. But this place didn't push me up and away. This place taught me how to rely on people, and work with people, and believe in people. That it was okay to need somebody, and being completely absent of a person's help isn't growing up. I've always had a difficult time relying on people. I was bullied in elementary school, which led me to believe that I needed to alter my outward behavior to not get hurt. So it felt very impossible to put all of myself out on the line for what it felt like the whole world to see. I didn't want the whole world to not like me again. So my experience with the COA program, the OWL program, the youth group held here was a bit more meaningful than a lot of people would assume. This fellowship gave me a place to develop myself without feeling the necessity to hide behind a character, This place is where I learned that it was healthier to be myself and risk having people not like you than living a life that revolved around avoiding a deep connection. So I love you guys, and thank you for everything.
Hello, I'm Brian Knapp, and I've been part of the Unitarian Universalist Church for quite a while now, and I think that it has made me a better person. I try to use the principles outside of church in my life, and when I try to think of an example, I think of a fairly recent event that happened at school in the beginning of the year. I was trying to figure out who I wanted to sit with at lunch, so I was sitting with a few different groups, and one of them I already had a few reservations with for other reasons. But I was sitting with them, and they were making some jokes and using derogatory terms sort of towards a certain group of people. I asked them to stop, because obviously that's not great, and they continued anyway. At this point, I didn't want to be associated with these people. They were making fun of people who already had it hard in life, and I didn't want to add to that. I left, and now I'm happily part of a group that respects others. I hope that the group connected my departure to the language they were using and thought about how it affected those it referred to. In my decision to follow Unitarian values, I've gained friends who are better than those I may have stayed with if it were not for this incident. Thank you.
Hello again. I'm Derek, and I have been going to this church for several years. I was asked to talk about how I use my Unitarian Universalist values in everyday life. At first, I wasn't really sure what to write down, yet I realized that the reason I had trouble coming up with ideas was because it was such a normal and regular habit to express and act on my UU values, especially with people I care about, my friends, and myself. First off, thank you to Allison and Ernie for all of their teachings, hard work, classes, jokes, laughs, hugs, and their unconditional love for everyone that they touch. I also really feel like these kind of programs are super important to help express one's beliefs, discover who you are, and give you direction in life. So how do I use my UU values in everyday life? Well, overall, it has become a part of my regular life to respect people and accept them for who they are, with no judgment, and treat them fairly. At the same time, I'm able to be on my close circle and where my actions are able to help the environment, extend my caring to others, for example, feeding the homeless monthly, and participate to be inside of a large and loving congregation like this fellowship. This fellowship where I'm encouraged to seek my own truth and values. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Lillian Hudson, and I've had allergies for a while, so I apologize. But my UU values help me become a stronger person. I'm not afraid to speak my mind, because I know that no matter what I say, this community will accept me for who I am. I'm a girl in a world full of different people, each person with a different mind and different beliefs. I don't know yet what my place is in that world, but Unitarian Universalism taught me that there will always be a place for me. I like doing things in unconventional ways. For example, I don't always dress for the occasion. I'll wear gowns to church or bring a parasol to school. One time I wore 4-inch bright red heels to church. No one seemed to think they were out of place. The one remark I received was a compliment. It's easier to be myself when there are people who won't shun me for doing things differently. This has made me a better person by giving me the confidence to trust in who I am.
We will not have the seniors say their...
Oh.
This class has given people like me understanding and has shown us generosity. It teaches me tolerance, which is why I have a lot of friends. Besides, we need to learn these values. These values teach me to be what I really am, which, by the way, lets me not be embarrassed by carrying cereal in my pocket at school. These are a small number of things that I learned, but while writing this, I got tired of writing and decided to end it here. Goodbye.
So now we will have the seniors say their speeches.
Hi, I'm Colin Watts. So I've been coming to UFSD for about 10 years, and the more I reflected on my journey through this faith, I thought about the things that impacted me most, which wasn't really the sermons, since they weren't really geared toward the 12-year-old me, but the RE program was. The classes with teachers who cared about me, curriculums learning about Unitarian Universalism and its principles, and, you know, just being in an environment I really enjoyed. The Coming of Age program helped me on my spiritual journey, and the Our Whole Lives program really shaped me into the man I am today. This congregation also introduced me to Camp the Venerable Pines, where I've made lifelong friendships. Camp is also where I became a member of the PSWD Youth Board, as well as a member of the Board of Trustees. I'm very thankful for what this congregation has done for me, and for all of you here today and every other Sunday. But mostly, I would like to thank Allison. And, you know, I wrote a bunch of stuff about what I love about Allison, but, you know, like, reading it off a speech isn't really the same as speaking from the heart. And, you know, Allison taught me to love unconditionally, and she's taught me just so many things that I'm very thankful for. She's helped not just me, but also hundreds of youth who've come through these doors. And she also provided me with my first job, which is here, by the way. I don't know if you knew that. Yeah, I work here. I'm her assistant, so I set up the classes in the morning, help classes when there are a lot of kids, and, you know, just do Allison's bidding. And just help out wherever I can. And I've come to love helping others, and I think this congregation is responsible for that. I guess that this is my last day being a child in the RE program, and I already thanked everyone earlier, but I just want to reiterate how much I appreciate everyone here. Thank you.
Good morning. Hello, I'm Keaton Elvins, and I've been involved in the UUFSD for 6 years. As graduation approaches and I begin to think about what lies ahead, I feel it is important to reflect on what I remember in my journey up to this point. So many of the experiences and memories I am bringing with me stem from programs at this very fellowship. The Coming of Age program, where I spent months exploring and discovering new things about myself and beliefs, culminating in a home build in Tijuana that I'll never forget. The Our Whole Lives program, where I learned how to build healthy relationships with those around me and develop communication skills I couldn't find anywhere else. Camp de Benville Pines, a place for me to get away from the cliques and drama of high school and spend time with my sister before she moved away. Although I often didn't know it at the time, these programs were vital in my development into the person I am today. However, if I had to pick one experience through Unitarian Universalism that affected me the most, it would have to be youth group. Meeting every other Tuesday from 7 to 9, youth group was a space for me to decompress and share personal feelings with a supportive community. Through all the ups and downs of high school, youth group was a constant reminder that there are people who love and care about me. I was also able to take the opportunity to support the other members in their troubles, fulfilling me in a different way. Youth group and all the other programs I have mentioned have had such a profound impact on my journey to adulthood, truly helping me become a better person. I also can't overstate how big a part Allison has had in all of this, so I'd just like to take the opportunity to say thank you. I can't say I've always been the best attendee, but Allison kept her faith in me and got me to the end. You've helped shape me into a more independent and confident person, so thank you for always being there to make my life just that much better. Love you too. Thank you, everyone.
You've heard this one before. Hi, I'm Kendra Kleber, and this morning I woke up at 7:40. That might not sound like much, but if any of you know me or know any second semester seniors, you know that there are very few things in this world that would get me to wake up at a number that begins in 7. However, Allison asked me to speak at both services about what I love about UU, and there's a lot. So here I am. Over the last 8 years, UU has meant so much to me. Although I don't attend weekly services anymore, the youth programs have been incredibly beneficial into my coming into, barely, adulthood. From my introduction to the church by making chalices and learning the story of the rainbow dragon, to exploring faith, both my own and others, through COA, UU has been there for me. From OWL, the best sex ed from church, or from anywhere, where I learn communication skills that I learn use in my daily life, to YRUU, a safe place to talk about anything. Again, UU has been there for me. And for this, I am so thankful. However, I can't describe my love of UU without talking about who I consider to be the heart of this fellowship, Allison. Allison is one of the most amazing people I've ever met, and she has helped me through some of the hardest parts of my life. And when I think about what I love about UU, I think about her. Allison, I love you. I love UU. Thank you.
Hello, I'm Logan. Mahatma Gandhi once said, "Only speak if it is to improve upon the silence." Thank you.